Hi, and welcome to Youth Unfiltered, a podcast from Connect Evergreen. Connect Evergreen is a coalition in the Vancouver, Washington area made up of students, parents, and community members working together to support youth and build connections in the community. I'm Shreya Gupta, and along with my fellow interns from Union, Heritage, and Mountain View High School, we'll be sharing conversations about the issues, challenges, and ideas shaping student life today. Everything from substance use to social stigmas. Whether you're local or just curious about what youth are thinking and doing here, thanks for listening. We're glad you're listening.
Let's talk a little bit about the topics you chose and the order in which you guys wanted to have this conversation.
I think they all I meant to show different parts of our internship in a way.
Okay.
Different ways that we tackle assignments.
Okay.
Between each episode, I think it's a flow that kind of ties them all together. So introduction, we're starting off by introducing ourselves and what we've seen in our community and then stuff like that. And then episode two is community impact. So how we think our community is being impacted. So kind of one thing carries on to the next episode. So forth.
And they all flow together to eventually build up to our episode 5, which was creating new strategies. So in order to effectively create new strategies, you need to understand community impact, recognize stigmas and how to avoid them, analyze previous campaigns, and then all that can help us to develop new effective strategies.
Yeah, I agree with Sonia. It all kind of builds up to how we want to tackle the issue of substance abuse in youth. Because we start with learning the history around it and learning about how people are struggling with it now. So we need to understand the full scope of the issue from all different perspectives before we start to develop and apply new strategies in our communities. So understanding community impacts in everyone else's individual communities, that can show you new perspectives on how to adjust strategies that we learned in the past to create effective methods to tackle substance abuse in your own community.
What are some of the lessons you were able to pull out of these discussions?
I think the less specific, the better. I think when you get too specific, at times, unintentionally, you can target certain groups of people.
Mm.
Right. I also think there was this one billboard we looked at that targeted Hispanic people, which was maybe not bad intentions, but...
unnecessary?
Yeah.
Or executed badly.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about before, sometimes targeting audiences during campaigns is effective.
But I think opening up those audiences, how we right now are targeting youth instead of everybody in general. I think this is a good audience to target because it's not marginalizing or isolating anybody.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's the how you split people up or how you decide who to target.
You have to be really careful when you split different groups up. Because I think right now splitting youth and adults up is fine, but. When you get too specific, like you said, it starts becoming problematic.
Not all messages that resonate with youth are going to resonate as well with adults. And, it's just the way it, catches an adult's eye versus a youth's eye. Just not the same.
And plus, when you target, youth specifically, you can also talk about, we also talked about, a lot about our personal experiences in school. And that's a teacher's perspective or a parent's perspective is a lot different than a student's perspective in schools. So when you're thinking about applying and developing new strategies, it's going to look different when adults apply new strategies and when the students apply strategies in their community.
In terms of mindset, I think one important thing to consider or to focus on is offering support and trying to steer somebody to recovery rather than focusing on judging them or blaming them. It's really easy to fall into the trap of associating people who use substances with other bad things like bad grades or violence or aggression when really that's not necessarily true.
We talked about sharing resources with our listeners. Let's hop into that.
You have the notepad.
Oh, yeah, I do. Okay, cool. I can share the thing with you guys too on my phone. But... okay, so in terms of national or countrywide resources, we have the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline if mental well-being is ever involved in the situation. And then you have the, how do you say this, SAMHSA?
SAMHSA, yeah.
SAMHSA. Mm-hmm. And then there's the SAMHSA National Helpline. It's 1-800-662-HELP. It offers like confidential information, treatment for referrals, and other support. And then in terms of local resources, we have the Washington Recovery Helpline, which is 1-866-789-1511. And we also have Teen Talk, which is a line that you can text or call in to receive support from people your own age. And it's also confidential support, and they can refer you to other resources as well.
What are some words of encouragement you would give to other youth interested in podcasting or entering the podcasting space?
I think podcasts are just a good way to get a messaging out. Like, there's different formats, but it's kind of a way like to reach everybody. Like, everyone has like streaming platforms or some kind of streaming platform. So I think it's an effective way to, when you have a broad audience, like we have a target audience, but it's pretty broad. I think that's like a good way to get the word out to all of them.
And I also think podcasting is like a very like natural method to get the message out, because throughout this whole podcast we've just been having conversations with each other, we've just been adding on to each other's points. I think that's been like a really good way just to get to know our perspectives like deeper than you could in like regular campaigning, like posters and other like Instagram or TikTok campaigns. Like, this gets to know like the people behind the campaigns a lot more personally than just having seen them around town or something or around your school.
To add on to what Alia said, I think it's a really cool experience because especially if you're like on the shyer side or feel more nervous, because you have the option to just do voice and not show your face necessarily.
Right.
Which makes it easier.
And there's always that fear of messing up, but I mean, you can always cut out parts and just keep it natural, like Alia said. And I really like how it's nice.
The magic of editing.
It's also just like a great new experience for everyone to try. Like,
yeah.
Good way to challenge yourself.
Yeah. And to maybe pick up a new hobby.
That's it for this episode of Youth Unfiltered. Thanks for listening. We are the Connect Evergreen interns working with this coalition in Vancouver, Washington, to bring you these conversations. Make sure to follow along with the future episodes, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.